Today is Monday, June 27th. We're talking about a moment that will go down in American history, a major Supreme Court decision, and what's gone on in the days since the ruling was announced. Also, the bipartisan gun safety bill is officially law, and what to know about the G7 summit happening now. Plus, why the Juul ban has been put on hold, what a new report says about a bunch of Apple devices coming soon, and which sports team went from being the worst in the league not that long ago to just winning the national championship. Those stories and more coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Emotions are running high in response to a landmark Supreme Court decision. In a 6-3 ruling, the High Court overturned Roe v. Wade, taking away the constitutional right to abortion that existed for nearly 50 years. That leaves it up to the states to come up with their own abortion laws. And many of them were ready to go as soon as the ruling came down. Within just hours, Missouri, Louisiana, Kentucky, South Dakota, Alabama, Arkansas, and Utah banned abortions. Also, every clinic is now closed in Texas, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. So that's 10 states where a woman can no longer get an abortion. 6 more states have laws that will automatically ban the procedure within weeks, and even more are going to consider doing so after that. Those who have been fighting for this Supreme Court decision say they're hopeful this is going to mean there will be fewer abortions, which they say means thousands of lives saved. But those against the ruling say it'll only result in more risky and illegal abortions and takes away women's rights over their own bodies. All weekend, several American cities have been filled with huge crowds of people either celebrating or protesting the ruling. People rallied, marched, chanted, and carried signs in cities like Washington, D.C., New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Austin, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, and many more cities, big and small. In some places, protests got especially tense. People were arrested for things like blocking traffic, disorderly conduct, and interfering with police. And outside the Arizona Capitol in Phoenix, police sprayed tear gas into crowds after some protesters started banging against the door of the state Senate building. Many activists on both sides of this issue say they plan to keep making their voices heard this week and in the weeks ahead. It's official. The first major gun safety reform in 3 decades is now a U.S. law. President Biden signed the bipartisan deal over the weekend after it passed in both the House and the Senate late last week. It heightens background checks for gun buyers 18 to 21. It includes incentives for states to pass red flag laws that deny guns to people deemed dangerous. It also expands an existing law that prevents people convicted of domestic abuse from owning a gun. That law now includes boyfriends or girlfriends instead of just people who are or were married. Plus, it gives billions of dollars to mental health services and school safety, just to name the biggest sticking points. Gun rights advocates, like the NRA, were against this law, saying it could restrict Americans from their Second Amendment right to bear arms. But it passed anyway. When President Biden signed the law, he said, quote, "I know there's much more work to do, and I'm never going to give up. But this is a monumental day." Some of the world's top leaders are in Germany right now, talking about how to limit Russia and China's influence on the rest of the world. The G7, or Group of Seven, is meeting this week. It includes leaders from the wealthy countries of the U.S., Japan, Germany, France, Italy, the U.K., and Canada. Already, they have agreed to ban imports of Russian gold, the latest in a series of sanctions against Russia since the war started in Ukraine. And that's a big deal, since gold is Russia's second biggest export after energy. They're also considering other ways to crack down on Russia, limiting its ability to afford this war, as well as more ways to support Ukraine. Another thing they've already agreed to? A pledge to raise $600 billion for infrastructure in developing countries over the next 5 years. The U.S. alone is hoping to raise $200 billion. The money will go to things like high-speed internet, clean energy, cybersecurity, vaccine manufacturing, and more. As world leaders have pointed out, this makes them alternate lenders to those countries that might have otherwise accepted investments from China. Also on the G7 agenda, climate, energy, and health initiatives, global food security, inflation, and more. Experts will be reviewing even more COVID-19 vaccine candidates this week. They plan to look at options from both Moderna and Pfizer that were made specifically to target the now dominant Omicron variant, as well as the original strain of the virus. Ahead of the meeting, Pfizer released the results from its most recent study over the weekend. The results show the modified booster shot produces a much stronger immune response than Pfizer's original one, like up to 20 times stronger. Moderna already released similar data about its new shot as well. And both said the side effects are pretty much the same as they were with the old boosters, mostly mild and temporary. So federal health authorities want to figure out whether to stick with the shots already on the market or use the tweaked versions in a fall booster campaign. So stay tuned. All right, we have much more news still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Are you ready for summer? Whether you're staying home this year or heading out on a bunch of adventures, KiwiCo has something for your family. At home, I know it can be hard to find creative ways to keep children busy and challenged, so KiwiCo's monthly science and art projects have you covered. For those venturing out, everything you need to create something conveniently comes inside the crate so you can easily take it with you. We're talking kid-friendly materials and easy-to-follow instructions. KiwiCo is the perfect boredom buster for the entire family, whether you're at home or on the go. I've loved seeing how the KiwiCo crates have changed over time to match the age of my baby Dax. And when I sent my niece a KiwiCo subscription for her birthday, who's a bit older, she gets real science and engineering projects that she's sure to tell me all about. KiwiCo offers experiments with things like mirrors, bubbles, ice cream, and a domino machine. So make summer more awesome with KiwiCo. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. Get 30% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. A quick update now to a story we told you about last week. The ban on Juul e-cigarette products in the U.S. is now on hold. A federal appeals court granted Juul's request to delay the FDA's ban, so the products are still allowed to be sold for now. The decision gives the court time to hear arguments. But to be clear, this is not a ruling about whether the FDA's ban should ultimately stay in place or not. Remember, the FDA said Juul provided conflicting and insufficient evidence that its products were safe and ordered they stop selling all products. They even started sending notices to retailers to pull them off store shelves. Juul is fighting back, though, arguing the FDA's decision is unlawful and political. And it's argued before that its products provide a beneficial alternative to traditional cigarettes. If the court eventually decides the Juul ban can go back in place, the Wall Street Journal reports the company may file for bankruptcy. To be continued. A slew of new Apple devices could be coming soon. Bloomberg is reporting Apple is about to, quote, embark on one of the most ambitious periods of new products in its history. The report says the new products will include four iPhone 14 devices, a set of new iPads, three Apple Watches, the company's first mixed reality headset, updated AirPods Pro earbuds, a new HomePod, an updated Apple TV model, and more. All between this fall and the start of 2023. Apple has not confirmed or commented, though, so stay tuned. For the first time in 21 years, the Colorado Avalanche are Stanley Cup champions. They beat the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 6 of the finals last night, dethroning the two-time defending champions. This comes only 5 years after the Avalanche had the worst record in the history of the NHL. 1996 and 2001 were the only other two times in history that Colorado won it all. And back then, the current general manager was the team's captain. As he told the Denver Post last night, quote, "This is something you dream of." He spoke about how proud he was of all the players who committed and prepared every day to get better. Now the Avalanche are bringing the Stanley Cup back to Denver and will be holding a victory parade on Thursday. Today, some of the biggest names in tennis are playing on the most famous grass court in the world. It's time for Wimbledon. But things are going to be different this time around. For starters, because players from Russia and Belarus are not allowed to compete. So that means the top men's player in the world, Daniil Medvedev. Also, the reigning women's champion Ashley Barty is out since she recently retired. So the top players to watch on the women's side include Serena Williams, who's making her return to Grand Slam tennis after a year away, and French Open champion Iga Swiatek, who's on a 35-match unbeaten streak. As for the men, there's another French Open champion, Rafael Nadal. Plus, Novak Djokovic is looking to win his fourth consecutive title at Wimbledon. If you want to watch, you can catch the tournament on ESPN and the Tennis Channel. Last night's BET Awards brought together the best in Black culture, music, movies, TV, and sports. And many stars used the occasion to address serious issues like gun violence and the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. There were some more lighthearted moments, too. Brandy did a surprise performance with Jack Harlow. Mariah Carey belted out the high notes with Lotto. And Babyface and Ye, or Kanye West, presented Sean Diddy Combs with a Lifetime Achievement Award. Diddy also performed with several fellow artists and collaborators like Mary J. Blige, Lil' Kim, Busta Rhymes, Faith Evans, and more. As for the other top awards, Silk Sonic won for Album of the Year, Will Smith won for Best Actor, Zendaya won for Best Actress, and the Best Male and Female Athletes of the Year awards went to Steph Curry and Naomi Osaka. That's it for the main news, so now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a quick message from our sponsor. I think it's so important to advocate for yourself when it comes to your medical care. I'm definitely the type of patient that comes in with my list of questions because, let's face it, no one knows what I'm experiencing or what I need better than me. And similarly, no one knows what you are looking for in a doctor better than you. That's why ZocDoc can be such a great partner in your search for the right kind of care. They make booking a great doctor surprisingly pain-free. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Simply go to ZocDoc.com, choose a time slot and whether you want to see the doctor in person or do a video visit, and just like that, you're booked. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I'm one of them. It's my go-to whenever I need to find and book a new doctor. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Now back to Money Monday. For the first time in a while, having a mortgage is a lot more expensive than having a lease. At least that's according to a new report from an industry advisory firm called John Burns Real Estate Consulting. It says these days, owning a home will cost you nearly $840 more each month than renting a home. Compare that to just over a year ago when the monthly cost of owning and renting were pretty much identical. For this report, when researchers looked at rentals, they examined single-family listings and added the cost of renter's insurance. To figure out how much it costs to own, they factored in the principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, as well as maintenance costs for your typical starter home. A new report from Zillow backs this up as well. That one found that mortgage payments are now higher than rent in 45 of America's 50 largest metro areas. Zillow also says the typical value of a home last month was nearly $350,000, about $100,000 more than in January 2020, before the pandemic changed up the market. Rents are going up too. Redfin says the median monthly rent surpassed $2,000 last month, up more than 15% over the last year. Still, at least for now and in the short term, that's the more affordable option. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. If you're up for it, please leave a rating and review in your favorite podcast app. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. For now, have a great day.